Hey, everybody. This is P. Norman Grant with another edition of The Grapefruit Agenda, where we summarize, criticize, synthesize, analyze, sometimes humanize, but often hyperbolicize, but never trivialize what passes for news across our journosphere, you know, journalism, journosphere, our blogosphere, our atmosphere, our global sphere. Are we a sphere? This planet, are we a sphere? An oval? Used to be some people thought we were a pear. Some say round, but some would have never used a telescope, could not know what shape our planet's in. Telescope meaning truth. I know there are countries in bad shape, and that ain't no lie, so today's piece shows grapefruiters what lies really are. It's called Lies, Lies, and More Damn Lies. Lies, lies, and damn lies. A lot of lies. Lies, 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 and lies all over the place. Can we distinguish the lies from journalism? I'm trying to read these newspapers. That's my duty. So you don't have to. USA Today and Bloomberg, and this comes from AP. A Republican ex-candidate won't vote for Trump. We don't care what Asa Hutchinson thinks, but it's instructive because of the lies. The lies. Guest columnist Asa Hutchinson in my Treasure Coast newspaper. I became a Republican as a young lawyer because of the conservative policies of Ronald Reagan, who now is he's disappointed with the Republican Party, is the gist of this. So he has a long history of believing that principle matters, character counts, and civility should be valued. So people, the lie is, the big lie, is that people want civility instead of border security, instead of safety in the streets, instead of reasonable taxes. They want civility. They'd rather have someone civil. Maybe a mannequin would do, a talking mannequin. We'll get some AI on it so we don't have a rude, crude Donald Trump in charge of our lives. So they would rather have someone civil than someone effective. Regretfully, Asa Hutchinson continues, Donald Trump has redefined the GOP in his image and has put personal ego above the common good. He has made the GOP the party that likes Russian President Vladimir Putin over the freedom fighters in Ukraine. Is that true? We, GOP, we like Putin more than the freedom fighters in Ukraine. It just, we didn't take a poll on that. Did we have a survey on that, GOP? Let me ask you people. Knock, knock. Did we take a survey? No. That's a lie. Big lie. Number two, he has transfigured conservatism into isolationism by abandoning NATO and U.S. leadership among the nations of the world. Now, where is Donald Trump? He's on his way to a courtroom somewhere. He's probably in a limo with a bunch of lawyers and bouncers, bodyguards. But he is at this moment leading the nation in abandoning NATO. So as a non-elected, and he doesn't have a job, he's out of work, should be collecting Social Security. He's abandoning NATO. No, he didn't abandon NATO. He was threatening NATO. Pay up NATO. And this is the greatest example of when you need to have been paid up. They're out of ammunition in a country that's not in NATO. So the NATO people are trying to warm up their military operations, but a little bit late after Donald Trump asked them nicely, in his most civil of ways, if you don't do your own military buildup and pay 2%, we're gonna let Russia do whatever he wants to do. As if Trump could control Mr. Putin. Lie number two. Happened number three. He has brought back the ancient idea of economic protectionism with his Ring Around America plan to impose tariffs on friend and foe alike. Now, we have particular tariffs, especially in China. You're ignoring China, Mr. Hutchinson. So he goes on to say Trump disqualified himself on January 6th. This is the biggest of how many big lies have we got? We got a mountain of lies. January 6th. In terms of history, Asa continues, we all witnessed the violent attack on a nation's capital on January 6th. No, we didn't all witness it. We saw it through television. I wasn't there. I know people who were. But we all did not witness it. We all were privileged to different camera angles, depending on your news outlet. There are thousands and thousands of hours of tapes that the phony January 6th committee would not show you on TV, NBC, CNN. So we did not all see it. Hutchinson continues, this was not an act of patriots, as Trump likes to say, but it was a real threat to democracy. People who have a brain out there, grapefruiters, were a bunch of nuts going into the building and staying for 20 minutes and coming back out a threat to democracy? Where's the next? Because the implication is there's another threat coming. The militia's right around the corner. If you throw a rock out in the street, you're only within 10 yards of armed white Christian nationalist militia ready to destroy democracy, Asa Hutchinson implies. When I saw the attack on law enforcement, he says, the rule of law and Congress itself, I said he should never again lead our country or party. What was the attack? Did you see an attack? I didn't see the attack. I saw people shoving and pushing. And all of a sudden they come up with how many people were spent the night in a hospital in Washington, D.C.? About three cops. They like to say it's a deadly attack. Republican leaders made the same point publicly, but later made peace with a disgraced former president. To this day, he continues to undermine our democracy by defending the actions of that dark day. Of course, the missing link here is, did Donald actually cause the riot? Where's the phone call? Where's the text? Where's the blimp? Did they have a big blimp up in the earth? Boys, come and get this Capitol and it's going to burn it to the ground. Let's stop this process. Did he do that? Where is the communication? Where is it that now they complained that he didn't do anything? Or did he do something? No, he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything to stop it because he's sitting there watching television. So he just should have done something. What should he have done? Did everybody have a cell phone? Did you see one picture of one rioter with a cell phone that could get any missions from any? Could they get transmissions from their wives? Honey, come back. It doesn't look good on TV. Not one person. So January 6th, they put them all in jail. We're going to talk more about that with Julie Kelly and her book. There's January 6th sticks in their craws. Right below this one by Asa Hutchinson, here's a guy who's pissed off at Speaker Johnson. Who is this guy? This is the USA Today Network, fellow Louisianan. So he thinks that the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, he's getting secret commands from Trump, too, while Trump's on his way in the limos to one of his 45 court appearances. He says, today in the corridors of power, it's easy to lose sight of who put you there in the first place. He's from Louisiana, too, Prentice Smith. Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, seemed to have forgotten that it was the people of Louisiana, 4th District, who sent him to Washington, not the former president pulling strings from his sanctuary in Mar-a-Lago. Well, maybe he could be pulling strings in the courtroom in Manhattan, where he's undergoing two different trials. Maybe he's taking a pee, and he's pulling the strings from his urinal, just telling people what to do. Where are these strings? Where are the missives? Where are the signals, the bat signals? They can't prove this, people. Issues like border protection, crime. This is Smith now. Issues like border protection, crime, inflation, poverty, health care, education are paramount to the well-being of millions of Americans. Speaker Johnson's actions seem more aligned with serving the former president's agenda. Which, what, they're different? He said border protection, crime, inflation, poverty, health care, education. Trump doesn't have anything to do with those. Rather than addressing these pressing concerns head-on. So, it's Mr. Johnson's fault. When Speaker Johnson received a directive from a former president to scuttle the border bill, for political gain. So the implication is that Trump kiboshed the congressional support for the billions of dollars they want to send to the border, which may have been used just to feed the immigrants, the migrants, the illegals better. Let's feed them better. Let's do $10 billion worth of improvements at the border and feed them better, better houses. Maybe we'll get them color TV. We're going to get them TiVo on their TV. We need to have a great TV. Need the education. We should educate them and the families they come in with. Maybe that's what the money's going to be used for. No, the Republicans turned them down. But Speaker Johnson says that Speaker Johnson was reportedly to have kiboshed the bill because it was a directive from former president. Scuttle the bill for political gain. It laid bare the depths of moral bankruptcy in today's politics. What Speaker Mike Johnson did was wrong. And regardless of what some of the people of North Louisiana might think, he ought to be ashamed of themselves, but he is not because he's drunk with power. So more lies coming your way. Courtesy this time, the Boston Globe. This is great news for us, actually. Zuckerberg and the Zuckerberg Initiative are stepping down. They're taking their foot off the gas pedal of influencing elections. So the CTCL, the Center for Improvement of Voting, Center for Tech and Civic Life is what it's called. It's still alive, by the way, is now going to divest itself, as opposed to Zuckerberg says he's standing down voluntarily. No, that's not what happened. That's lie number 15. What are we up to? Double digits? Lie. It's a lie. Here's the Boston Globe. Wisconsin becomes latest state to ban private funding of elections. This is kind of beneficent. It's kind of neutral. Neutral way of saying that they kicked Zuckerberg out of the election business. Madison, Wisconsin voters opted Tuesday to ban private funding for election administration, joining more than two dozen states that have ended or limited the practice after Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Ms. Chen, spent $350 million to help local governments run elections during the coronavirus pandemic. Molly Hemingway wrote the book Rigged. We've been through this before, but she says $400 million. $400 million to just help the boards of election run more efficient elections during COVID. Not that they were biased. They don't have their thumb on the finger, the thumb on the scale of Democrats. No. Listen to these lies. Voters approved an amendment to the state constitution to ban the donations. These are donations. They call them donations. Lie. It's not a donation. It's trying to run these elections. They're trying to run the elections of 2020. They also approved a second proposal that limits, this is Wisconsin, who can perform election-related duties. Both measures were initiated by Republican state legislatures. Oh, no, that makes it illegitimate then, doesn't it? Boston Globe. Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan were the primary funders of the Center for Tech and Civic Lake, which gave grants to elections during the 2020 elections. And their mail voting operations. They set up curbside voting programs and purchased ballot tabulators, face masks, and other supplies. I know people in Brevard County who took Zuckerbucks. They bought a couple of machines. We don't know where the machines came from. Zuckerberg, Chan, and then the Center for Civic Life said the increased, wasn't it benign, the Center for Civic Life. What a good guy Zuckerberg is. And the center said the increased funding was needed because costs skyrocketed for local officials during the pandemic as voters turned to mail voting in unprecedented numbers. A spokesman for the couple has since called the funding a one-time effort and said they do not plan to fund election operations again. No. They were kicked out. They were kicked out. The Milwaukee State Legislature kicked them out. It wasn't a one-time thing. Lie number 16. Republicans balked at the arrangement of their coming in to pay for all these elections. They paid for more boxes. They paid for the blue gloves. Maybe they paid for the blue gloves. If you remember 2,000 mules and 2,000 baseless claims about 2,000 mules right here on the Grapefruit Agenda, do they pay for the blue gloves? Were they fur-lined? Up in Wisconsin, it gets cold in the wintertime. You're stuffing ballot boxes with the blue gloves. They should be fur-lined blue gloves. So they denounced the donations, as Zuckerbucks, the Republicans, did. Oh, how nasty is that? They were designed to help Democrats because urban areas packed with liberal voters received the largest grants. Duh. So if you give $100 to the Republicans and $100,000 to the Democrats, is that for civic life? That's just to balance things out, right? No, it wasn't 10-to-1 ratio, a 100-to-1 ratio. The Senate denied the allegations, saying that it funded every legitimate grant application it received and that it provided funds to election administrators in Republican, Democratic, and swing jurisdictions. Well, we don't think so. Since the 2020 election, 27 other states have prohibited or limited such grants. That doesn't sound very Democratic. Prohibiting the grants, limiting the grants. The only grant we like right here is Norman Grant. According to the Nonpartisan National Conference of State Legislatures, you know, I don't believe there's anything nonpartisan anymore. Where is a nonpartisan anything? Where is a cigar store Indian that doesn't think Democrat or Republican? In Wisconsin, a swing state that is likely to be crucial to the outcome of the presidential race. Right now, Wisconsin is wobbly. I'm looking at Real Clear Politics. Wisconsin is just below 50-50 with Biden and Trump. We took Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is wobbly, too. So Wisconsin and Pennsylvania are swishy about these battleground states, just on the nub, just in Trump's favor, just by a little bit. So we want to swing that back. Maybe this kind of issue will do that. Taking Democrat, radical Democrat activist money, Zuckerberg money, out of the election boards. That's what we want. So Wisconsin, a swing state, is likely to be crucial to the outcome in the presidential race. Republicans who control the legislature ask voters to amend the state constitution to ban the grants after Democratic Governor Tony Evers vetoed their initial attempt to halt private funding for elections. So here's the Democratic governor of Wisconsin saying we need to keep the private money coming because it just gives us more masks in case there's another pandemic. Really? Lie number 62. Tuesday vote came soon after the Milwaukee Election Commission received a $787,000 grant from the nonprofit Cities Forward. So this is like the same kind of the embers of the socialist persuasion. Cities Forward. The commission's executive director, Claire Vogue, said she's going to take the money. She needs the money. She's intended to spend it all before the constitutional amendment takes effect when the state certifies the vote totals in the coming weeks. Well, it's better than doing it during the election when election supervisors step down and let the radical Dems from New York City walk in. Here's another view of this. Mark Zuckerberg suffers major loss after Wisconsin votes to ban him from election interference. This is from the Western Journal. That's it. I'm not sure that. That's Wisconsin? Is that Wisconsin? Western Journal. So the Western Journal is not the Boston Globe. In one of the key swing states in the 24 elections, Zuckerbucks aren't going to play a part, thanks to voters fed up with outside interference in their elections. Notice the difference in the journalism people. The poor Zuckerberg, he's not going to contribute anymore to civic life. But the Republicans here under the Western Journal, their journalism says, thanks to the voters, fed up with outside interference in our elections. You know that in Madison, Wisconsin, Zuckerbucks, this is according to Molly Hemingway's book, Rigged, Zuckerbucks provided for people who are paid, not only the ballot harvesters, they were signing people up in the parks of Madison, Wisconsin. What did she say? She said, in Philadelphia, it's Detroit, it's elsewhere. They're setting up in the parks to sign people up to vote as vote-by-mail people. And there are paid people in the park. It was absentee voting. So they're present while signing up for an absentee voting ballot in the parks, paid for by Zuckerbucks. In fact, here it is. At Facebook, this is Zuckerberg. At Facebook, we took our responsibility to protect the integrity of this election very seriously. We've built sophisticated systems to protect against election interference. Really? You are the election interference. So he highlighted his censorship work, which he described as a fight against misinformation. Do you see how upside down? This is so 1984-ish, this is. The Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, an organization led by Zuckerberg's wife, Priscilla, gave more than $400 million to nonprofits that were part of the company, part of the conspiracy to control the 2020 election, including in the parks in Madison, Wisconsin, and Milwaukee, signing up people in the parks. So as the New York Times chimes in, as the New York Times noted, the amendment was part of a national backlash to donations that Mark Zuckerberg made to election offices in 2020. The amendment was proposed by the state Republican-controlled legislature, the paper added. And at the bottom of the page, it says, goodbye, Zuckerbucks. So here's the lie. The lie is that Zuckerbucks and Zuckerberg and Chan were doing civic work. The Center for Tech and Civic Life, by the way, We know that the administration, Biden's administration, is going to do the same kind of funding, but without the CTCL tattoo. They have a little stench. It's a little rot. So they're going around it and saying, we're just going to give to these election centers anyway. We'll give it a different name. It'll be the Biden voting explosion. So another lie by the administration. So these lies are out there dangling in front of the public. And we need to expose them, people. This is the latest. Wisconsin is exploding. Wisconsin becomes the latest state to ban private funding of elections. That's the headline there. The other headline is Mark Zuckerberg suffers major loss after Wisconsin votes to ban him from election interference. So there are lies, there are lies, there are other lies, there are damn lies. There's a little bit of truth out there. So be the truth, grapefruiters. Oh, by the way, you'd be more truthful if, after reading the book, Tales of Young Patriots, that you can discuss some of the truth with some of your kids, grandchildren. Yeah, children's, grandchildren's. That's my latest book, my only book, P. Norman Grant, The Tales of Young Patriots. You can get that on Amazon. You can Google it, find out. And if you do, Google it and read it and buy it. Put a good review out there for us, will you? So don't be a liar and buy the book and tell us the truth about the book because we know you're going to dig it. Lies, lies, and damn lies. This is P. Norman Grant with the Grapefruit Agenda. Try and squeeze in another Grapefruit Agenda whenever you can.